Now, security aside in South Africa following 2 weeks of xenophobic attacks that left immigrants dead. Officials say police have been directed to work round the clock to protect both foreign nationals and citizens and to arrest looters. In the past 2 weeks, shops and homes owned by Somalis, Ethiopians, Malawians and other immigrants in Durban and surrounding townships have been targeted, according to forcing families to flee the camps protected by the armed guards. Now, South African President Jacob Zuma has called for the end of violence. With unemployment and poverty levels high in South Africa, the immigrants are accused of taking jobs that should go to South Africans. On Thursday, police fired water cannon at mobs who were trying to disrupt an anti-xenophobic protest in Durban. Joining us from Western Cape on the line is Professor Willie Breitenbach. He's a professor of political science and he's with the Stellenbosch University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, it is quite common that in times of economic crisis and crunch, you see the population blaming the immigrants and foreigners inside the country for their woes. However, what do you think the government has done to defuse such a situation?
Yes, good morning to you. The government was taken by surprise, although not too surprised by the community, because some anti-foreigner pronouncements have been made, inter alia by the Zulu king, King Zwelithini. He's not a government spokesman, but he's a very important community leader, and his support base is in KwaZulu-Natal, and that is where the latest round of anti-foreigner protest erupted a week or two ago, and it's now shifted to Johannesburg as well. So this is not the first time that it happened in Durban some years ago during the apartheid times. There were also anti-Indian riots by the local black community, and this time, as you correctly indicated, it has to do with opposition or rejection by the local black communities against the large numbers of foreign Africans. So the xenophobia here is not anti-European, it is not anti-Muslim as it often is in Europe. Here it's simply anti-African, so it is Afrophobia. So it is aimed against refugees and asylum seekers from the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Somalia. And Somalia is the only of these communities that are Muslim. And then also against the Mozambican, Zimbabweans and Nigerians. It probably has to do with the crisis of scarcity of jobs, scarcity of housing, and it's a competition that takes place in the informal sector, not in the sector that the government has anything to do with it. And government now belatedly also intervened by this morning shooting with rubber bullets at some of the protesters in protection of the foreigners who complain that they are not sufficiently protected by government officials and government policies.
But so Professor Breitenbach, let me just jump in there. We're quickly running out of time. In times of scarcity, isn't it the government's responsibility to ensure that the allocation of resources is done justly and fairly, and that it adopts policies that create jobs for those who are marginalized in the community?
Well, local South Africans also suffer from the problems of scarcity because we have a 40% unemployment problem, large levels of poverty, and also inequality. We're probably one of the most unequal societies, and then came in from Africa about 10 million migrants, and they at the local levels where they enter into the townships, not in the big cities and so on, although some of the riots took place in the cities, but this thing has been born and bred in the African townships where there are scarcities of jobs and so on. And then also there's envy, because some of these foreigners are very sharp businessmen and women. They're very successful shopkeepers, and they sell goods and services at lower prices. And then local shopkeepers also complain because they simply cannot compete. So there's a degree of envy as well.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Professor Willie Breitenbach, Professor of Political Science with the Stellenbosch University, joining us on the line from Western Cape. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.